Junior Jules. I'm Carly.
And I'm Jess, and we are the hosts of Typical Tuesday Night,
a Taylor Swift podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to Typical Tuesday Night. I'm Jess.
And I'm Carly.
And we are so happy you're here. We have quite a few new listeners as of the last couple weeks, and we just wanted to welcome you, say thank you for being here, and we're so excited that you found us.
Yes, it's been so fun, especially like chatting with everybody on like our Instagram and like people saying like, we found you recently, like love the podcast and stuff like that is just really fun. And it's just exciting. So thanks for being here. Okay, so today we thought it would be fun to chat a little bit more about Tortured Poets Department. It's everywhere. It's on all of our minds. We're probably listening to it nonstop. So what we wanted to do, though, is we're going to discuss each song on the album, kind of discuss our overall thoughts, some of our favorite lyrics, different vibes of the music and everything. So just all those things with each song.
Yes, it's going to be so fun. And we just wanted to make a quick mention of, I don't know about you guys. I mean, we talked about this in our initial reactions video, but I think we were a little like taken back and like surprised when the content or like the themes of the song or the muses of the music were not what we were expecting, which kind of sent everyone into this like frenzied chaos and trying to like figure out which song is about which person and all of that. And Carly and I, honestly, I think I would have felt this way anyway, but I think especially with the podcast, it almost added this like extra layer of pressure.
Yes.
And it truly made it so that both of us felt like we could not even enjoy the music like we wanted to because we were thinking about that. And so we've decided to take like a little bit of like a different approach than maybe a lot of other people online and how they're talking about Tortured Poets. And we are starting out by just really focusing on the music because the album is amazing.
Like, it's so good.
It's so good. It's so beautiful. It's so well done. And we just really want to focus on the music because I also think that like really understanding the music for the music and getting to know it better will also help us understand more when we do get into those deep dives, discussing about which songs we think are about who, because we're all for speculation. Like, we love it.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know we've done plenty of episodes about talking about what songs are about who. We're very into it, but we just feel like where this is so new to us and honestly new to everybody. We want to do it right. We want to make sure we gather all the information for you in one place and do, when the time comes, do a really good job talking about that. So
yes, like let everything settle. Let us really get to know the music and the lyrics and do some research for you guys so that, like you said, we're going to put out quality content for you, gathering everything that you needed to know instead of just, okay, we've listened to these songs for a week. Here's everything you need to know. It's like, that's almost feels like impossible.
Yeah, for it definitely felt impossible.
Yeah, it really did. But I also think there are a lot of people out there, and you'll have to like message us if you feel the same way, but who do feel, and I wonder if, I don't know, I'm curious if this is like a longer, if you've been listening to Taylor Swift for a long time, if you feel like this, or if it's, it just doesn't matter. But because I felt like I got so excited for every single album since, you know, I mean, it wasn't like I was stoked when Debut hit because that was when I like knew her. But all the albums after, I got really excited when she released them. But then it was all about just listening to the music. Mm-hmm. And so now when it was like you got online and immediately you were just bombarded with, who's this song about? Who's this song about? And then people started fighting.
Oh my gosh.
That like gave me so much anxiety.
Yeah. Like I was literally, like,
okay, whoa. Like we don't need to be arguing about this.
At each other's throats.
I'm like, I'm still learning the lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh, it just was like a lot. And I was really happy that both of us decided like, let's just focus on the love of Taylor Swift's music and discuss that. And then move forward. And I think a lot of people I have seen online. Yeah. Because I have seen a lot of people lie online saying they feel the same way. They're like, I'm not ready to speculate yet. Like, yeah. I want to just like enjoy the music for a little bit.
It takes a while to get to know it. And with 31 songs, it takes
for reals.
An extra while times two.
You know? Yep. Yep. Absolutely. So, but I do think this will be a fun way to like discuss the music and our thoughts so that we're still talking about tortured poets. Cause I want to talk about tortured poets. I want to talk about my thoughts and like my favorite lyrics and which songs I'm like absolutely loving right now. Without focusing on who they are. So that when we do the deep dive, we can save those discussions just for the deep dive because we've already talked about the music. So
for sure.
I just like felt like I was missing those days where we listened to the album and enjoyed it and learned the lyrics and then casually like figured out who the songs were.
Yeah.
I just felt like I was missing that a little bit. So
anyway, I know
you guys feel the same.
Yeah, I know we've talked about this before and you were a little bit more like into who, what song was about who earlier on than me, but I really feel like I did not pay much attention to that.
To
I
it.
Mean like extra attention to it until midnight. It's like literally.
Yeah.
And so
you even more are like, wait a second.
Well, especially because it's like, a little bit reputation. Because of like the Kanye content, that definitely piqued my interest. But then like Lover, it just seemed obvious. And then
like, oh, Joe.
Folklore and Evermore, I just always felt like, oh, this is just
made up
fiction.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
yep.
I don't know. Yep. Anyway,
no, I totally get that. Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to start. This will be a two-part episode. So today we are starting with the initial 16 songs from Tortured Poets Department. And then next week we'll be covering our thoughts on each of the remaining 15 songs that we got from the full anthology.
Yes. So, and we're not going to miss any this time.
No.
I was like, okay, songs. I have made sure. I still can't believe we missed.
Guilty as sin.
That was so funny.
That was so funny.
I'll always making mistakes. It's all good. All right. So track one, Fortnite featuring Post Malone. My initial thought, especially even after listening for another week, I still want more Post Malone. I don't know how you feel.
I do too.
I want more Post.
I think especially because I really like how they sound together. Like
they sound
so really good
together. Yes. Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Initially, really liked this song, although I was a little bit surprised that it wasn't more, like, a little bit more upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've, like, listened to it a lot more, I actually feel like it fits what I would expect, knowing the rest of the album, knowing, like, the lyric-wise that she puts in this album, I just feel like it fits. Like, if it had been more upbeat, I would have been like, whoa, this is weird. But when it first hit, I was like, oh, okay. I was expecting I don't know.
It's funny because
a little bit more upbeat.
I had this thought myself, and then I was playing in the car, and my husband said the exact same thing. And I'm really curious if you thought this too. This song, like the sound of it, gives me like such strong Lana Del Rey vibes. Like,
yeah,
so strong.
Yes.
There's which like is quite really a few. Yeah.
I feel like even just like production wise, I don't listen to a lot of Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah. So that I thought it was funny that he
didn't
picked up
Jack
on that.
Jack help produce Lana's album?
Yeah.
Or did. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I am saying that right?
Yeah.
No, I'm sure there's like some, you know, crossover that way too.
Yeah.
So, but that makes a lot of sense. We're not going to get into like all of the like who's this about and stuff, but like, when she says, your wife waters flowers, I want to kill her. First off, here's a misheard lyric. I heard your wife bought us flowers. I want to kill her. Like, I read the lyrics the first time, but you know, like when you get back in your car and you're like listening to it again, I was like, that's what I was singing, is your wife bought us flowers. I want to kill her. And I'm like, well, that's interesting. But even though like your wife waters flowers, I want to kill her. I'm like, wait, I need to like figure all that out more. And I'm really excited to deep dive into that.
Me too. Because and the initial listen, and especially it being track one, I was like, and especially seeing the trailer for the music video, I was just like, what is going on?
Well, and I went into this being like, I mean, what we talked about with our predictions, this is going to be about Joe, and like the whole album is going to be about Joe. Yeah. So I'm over here like,
so okay, confused. Wait.
So whose wife waters flowers wants to kill you? Was somebody like, wait, how does this relate to Joe? That's, I feel like all I could think about for like the first three songs on this album.
Oh yeah.
Was like, wait, I'm so confused. How does Joe fit into all of this?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. But once I just let that go and was like, okay, Carly, stop. Like, just listen to the music.
Yeah.
Then it was a much better experience.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you heard do you want to discuss the way that song starts off with leaving off with Hits Different?
Yes. So I love Hits Different. It's like my favorite song. Okay, it's not my favorite, but I really played that one a lot last summer. I love it. And it's so interesting because at the end of Hits Different, basically, the end of Hits Different feels like it flows right into the beginning of Fortnite, which is so interesting. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but like Hits Different, was that technically like the last officially released song on Midnight's other than You're Losing Me?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Because
that was quote unquote like the bonus track.
Yeah. So yeah, it like kind of flows right into it.
Yeah.
So she says at the end of Hits Different, she says, I heard your key turn in the door down the hallway. Is that your key in the door? Is it okay? Is it you? Or have they come to take me away? To take me away. And then at the beginning of Fortnite, she says, I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me.
It's just like, whoa.
Yeah.
I love that connection, though.
Me too. It's so fun. Like, literally hand in hand.
Yes.
We're going
to have to, like, deep dive into that a little bit later. Because I'm like, I could talk about it for a while. But we'd be here forever if we're doing that with all of these songs. So fun. Such a cool little thing that I felt like we should talk about so that people can, like, hear it while they're listening.
For sure.
All right, let's talk about favorite lyrics. One of my favorite lines in the song are, all my mornings are Mondays stuck in an endless February. I took the miracle move on drug. The effects were temporary. Oh,
that is that so... I don't think I fully like processed that, but like it's basically saying like all of my mornings are the worst.
Yeah.
Because Mondays are the worst and February is the worst.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. Well,
and I love that then even the next part, like, I took the miracle move on drug. The effects were temporary.
Yeah.
Just the way that she, like, I know exactly how she's feeling from those, like, two lines.
Yes.
About an entire situation.
Yes.
She's so good at that. Like, the lyrics in this entire album are incredible. Incredible.
They really are. And I don't know why. I really do love the portion where they're both singing, I love you, it's ruining my life, like, to each other.
I do too.
I love that part.
So, so good.
So
totally
much.
Agree. Okay, and this is our only song so far that has a music video.
Yes.
Which also has a lot to discuss that we will discuss later.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about it briefly in last week's episode, and we mentioned like this is just like a conceptual music video. Like there aren't a lot of like, you know, Easter eggs or whatever, which I still feel like there aren't a ton of like Easter eggs. Yeah. But there is a lot of like hidden meanings. It is.
Yes.
It is like, like saying it's conceptual is appropriate. Yeah. It's very conceptual. There's a lot more going on in it than meets the eye, I think, is kind of. So
no, absolutely. And the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, okay, like that's cool. And now that I've like seen more clips, I'm like, oh, I need to really look into this.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be some more hints to what this is all about.
Yeah, for sure. It was good. So. I was pleasantly surprised with it, with the trailer. The trailer kind of like took me back, and I was like, especially because the trailer came out before the album. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, this is nuts. Like, that's how I felt. I was like, this is like, Reputation on steroids. Like, if we were nervous for Look What You Made Me Do, like this looks even crazier, you know?
Yeah.
But I was pleasantly surprised by it. I really liked it. And I do think it's very like artistic, conceptual. And
yes.
I'm super excited to talk about that more in the future.
And the like concept also still fits the music.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't have thought if I had just heard the music and then just seen like her concept, like just seen like the trailer, I'd have been like, how in the
how is
world
that the same
like
song?
What?
Yeah,
but like it fits really well, so
yeah,
I think
for
that's
sure
cool.
Yeah. Okay, so the next song is Tortured Poets Department, which I predicted this one would be underrated, and I totally feel like it is.
I agree.
Was one for me that like right off the bat I knew I loved it. I was loving the vibe of it, and I was like, oh yeah, because I wasn't sure, like, after Fortnite, I think especially because of those lyrics about, like, I want to kill her, I want to kill him, I'm just like, what is the rest of this album going to be like? And I feel like the Tortured Poets Department gave me a little bit like, oh, okay, like, this is going to be good, this is going to be good. And I really liked it.
No, I felt the same way. Like, I remember when track 2 came on, I was really happy that it flowed so well from Fortnite into Tortured Poets and kind of kept similar vibes without being like the same. Because once this one hit, I remember being like, okay, I think I'm really going to like this album.
Yeah.
And so that was really, really fun. I also, this one had a lot of mentions about like drinking and some drugs, and I am kind of, it reminds me of what we had talked about with like Reputation, where she really started talking about some of those like bigger, more mature themes.
Yeah.
With drinking and drugs and like more mature relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we had kind of gotten out of that.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden she's brought all of that back in. And I just feel like it's her being so vulnerable.
So vulnerable.
By admitting so many of these like things that are happening around her and with people. And so, I mean, we'll discuss that more too with like deep dives, but it's just something that I'm like, man, this album is so vulnerable and she's so honest.
It's so,
so
true.
Honest. Yeah.
And while like, obviously there are themes of certain people in the songs that we'll get into later, like I think part of the reason people are having such a hard time deciding which song is about who is because, well, yes, she's singing about other people, but I feel like it's mostly about her and her experience.
Yes.
Like her experiences over the last few years.
Yes.
And that involves other people, but she is the focal point, you know?
Oh, yeah. Which I love. And I kind of feel like people are missing that. Yeah. I remember I said that like in our initial is like, I felt like this is an album of her reflecting on her breakup and then everything that happened after and her feelings and what happened. And yeah, if you really listen to the album with that perspective, I feel like it does change a little bit because then you're noticing that she's talking about these people, but it's really from like her, I mean, obviously from her perspective, but but in a reflective sense of what had happened.
It's totally different than like past episodes. Yeah. And no, totally we're like, she is giving us, we had All Too Well for years and years and years. And then she finally gave us the 10-minute version, which was like the full send. Here's the whole story. And that's this whole album. Like, this whole album is the All Too Well 10-minute version. She's giving it. She's not leaving anything out of the conversation.
Yes.
Just straight.
That's a really good way to put it. Yeah, absolutely.
Which is scary. So good for her.
For reals, though. For reals. Last thing that I just have to talk about. I love it anytime she brings specific names of people into songs. Because most of the time you have to like guess.
Yeah.
But so I remember being like, who is Lucy? I have not heard this name yet. Who is Lucy? And then going, oh my gosh, Jack. Wait, Jack Antonoff.
I think
it turned to you when we were listening. I was like, wait, Jack Antonoff. Like,
I know. So I love that she said
I'm excited
Jack
to like deep dive into like who these people are, but
for we'll sure.
have to do that later. All right. Favorite lyrics.
I love when she says, everyone we know understands why it's meant to be because we're crazy.
Oh, which, uh-huh.
I mean, I considered not saying that because I feel like that's kind of loaded and I have a lot of like thoughts about it. But it's an if this song is about a certain someone whose name starts with not Jay. And also, But Daddy, I Love Him is also a song about that same person that like doesn't go together.
Mm.
So that's where it's like, there's so much
interesting.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's why
I never thought of that.
We need to, that's why we need to spend a lot of time sorting out our thoughts.
Yes.
But yeah, I love that lyric.
Interesting. I had not noticed that though, that connection. So I like that. Let's see. A couple of my favorite lyrics are, but I've seen this episode and still loved the show.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was like a really cool way. And then, I mean, I told you the whole, I love when she put names. So, but you told Lucy you'd kill yourself if I ever leave. And I had said that to Jack about you. So I felt seen. I just loved that whole little part. And then the last one is, at dinner, you take my ring off my middle finger and put it on the one people put wedding rings on. And that's the closest I've come to my heart exploding. Ugh,
that line
that
just...
That one kills me.
It like, it's like, it does two things to me. Like, it makes my heart explode and then immediately shatter.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just the way she sings it and she says it. Like, even the way she sings it, like... That whole sentence, she takes us on the journey in the way she sings it. She like says, you know, you can hear that she's excited and then it kind of like drops off into like, obviously like, that wasn't.
That was heartbreaking. Yeah.
Like in retrospect, heartbreaking. So
honestly, when we were trying to come up with these favorite lyrics, I had to hold myself back on so many.
You're like, so sorry,
I'm going to throw in like 20. Song. Yeah, like for reals. Oh, the lyrics are so good. Okay, let's move on to track 3. My boy only breaks his favorite toys. So I know I mentioned this earlier, but I feel like the first 3 songs were absolutely me just being like, okay, so how does all of this fit, Joe?
Yeah.
And like with each song being a little less and less convinced that I even knew what was happening.
Good for you for only doing that for the first 3 songs, because I literally did it from start to finish.
I just started, I felt like I was overwhelming myself.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out. And because I think we did like all those predictions and we had done the like Joe deep dives and all that was so fun that I like had all of that in my brain. And like you did the same thing. I just felt like I was so confused.
Yeah.
So I was like, absolutely. Okay, like I have to stop or I'm not going to be able to just like listen to these songs.
Well, I feel like that's what happened to me. Like I felt like literally right after listening, I was like, I couldn't even tell you one thing I just heard. Like I feel like I didn't like absorb anything.
Yeah.
Just all over my head the whole time.
Oh, for real. This song is really fun though. Like I really love the beat and... I just feel like this one's a good one to just like listen to, and I don't have like a ton of thoughts on it. I just, I like this one.
at the very beginning, there's like that very first beat drop and it just like really like immerses you into the song. And I love it so much.
Yes.
This is one that can get stuck in my head pretty easy. It's a fun one. I mean, it's also, it's a sad fun one. It's another one of those.
Quite a few of these.
Yes. But some of the lyrics that I like are when she says, "I'll tell you that he runs because he loves me."
Yes.
That's such like a, I don't know. I just feel like that paints a picture of like a toxic relationship.
Oh, absolutely. It does. Yes.
And then I also love, I think, is this the bridge when she's like, "Just say when I'd play again." Oh, he was my best friend down at the Sandlot. I felt more when we played pretend than with all these Kens, which is kind of a fun, like she's said that before, the Kens. Uh-huh. And then this is the part that was so sad. Because he took me out of my box, stole my tortured heart, left all these broken parts, told me I'm better off, but I'm not.
Like, there's so much to unpack there, and I, like, want to do it, but also, like, wait.
You guys, we are going to be, so good. I hope you're, buckle up, because we're going to be talking about tortured poets for a long time.
There's just so much to discuss.
So much.
I also really love the lyric, "I'm queen of sandcastles he destroys."
Yes.
I love that. And then, "I know I'm just repeating myself. Once I fix me, he's going to miss me." And I feel like that's such a classic line of like, okay, you feel like you have to fix yourself.
Yeah.
And then they'll like want you back.
But that's what it's so sad because that ties back into it being such a toxic relationship. Like the title is literally, "My boy only breaks his favorite toy." So she's saying, "You broke me, but once I pick up the pieces and fix myself, like you're going to miss me." And that's a lot. That is heavy.
Yes.
Oh, oof. Man. So this is just a preview of our deep dive that we are going to work so hard on for you guys.
So hard. Yes. So it's going to be so good.
Yes. Okay. So the next song is Down Bad, which I love Down Bad.
This song. Yes.
Down Bad, crying at the gym. I don't go to the gym. I know I don't go to the gym, but
so good.
Still love it. but this was one. This was the first song that just was always stuck in my head. Like, it's so catchy. It's so fun.
I was a little shocked by the swearing. Just like how much she said the F word.
Yeah, it's very heavy.
And you guys, so I don't swear. I love this song so much.
But which version?
I've been listening to the clean version. That's just my personal preference. It just does not hit hard. Because, so if you guys don't know, the clean version says, "What if I can't have him?" And honestly, I just don't feel like that says and packs a punch like the F word does.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And I'm just like, it's too big, like two different meanings almost.
Yeah.
And so it makes me not love the clean version as much.
Which is so...
But I feel like I can't, like, blast F it if I can't have him with my 3-year-old.
Well, definitely, definitely not. It's just so funny because I remember when we were listening to this the first time, we both kind of looked at each other and we're like, what is the clean version of this going to sound like?
Oh, yeah.
It's funny that like, you're like, I like the explicit version better. Like it hits harder, which I do think it hits harder. But yeah. I was very pleasantly surprised with how it was handled and put into a clean version. Because in future songs, that have the F word, they like just kind of, not bleep it, but like silence it.
Yeah.
And can you imagine if they would have done that in the song? Like that would have been horrible. Like
it would have been even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so true.
I think for what it is, I think they did a great job, but it definitely does not pack the same punch.
No, it doesn't at all. All right. Let's just go to favorite lyrics.
Okay.
So I love, I mean, we already said it, but now I'm down bad crying at the gym. I just think that is such a fun line.
Oh, yeah.
Such a fun line.
Iconic.
And then, how dare you think it's romantic leaving me safe and stranded?
Oh, yeah.
Which also I saw, and I hadn't even thought of this, callback to, I think it's New Romantics, where she says, something about leave me stranded. It's so romantic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of said with like tongue in cheek almost. Like, mm-hmm. I know it's not romantic, but just interesting that then she brings this line, like, how dare you think it's romantic leaving me safe and stranded?
Well, so, it's interesting because connection was cool. I hadn't thought of this until just now when we're doing this. If you literally go right back to what I just said about the previous song, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, it literally says, like, you told me I'm better off, but I'm not, which I feel like totally ties into that. It's basically like he was saying,
yeah, that's same.
I'm leaving you safe, but I'm, yeah.
I mean,
I'm leaving. Just, yeah. Like, I don't know. Interesting.
Yes. It's really cool to start seeing like a lot of these themes fit so many of these songs.
For sure. One of my favorite lyrics is kind of funny. It's not that I love when she says all of your indecent exposures. I don't like, it's not that, but it's how it ties into the next part because she says all of your indecent exposures, how dare you say it's, and then she just kind of trails off and she doesn't finish her sentence. Ooh, but if you think of what rhymes with exposures, it's probably over. Like, how dare you say it's over? All of your indecent exposures, how dare you say it's over? But she doesn't say it. She just trails off. And it's really cool. Yeah, I made
that connection. That is really cool.
Yeah.
Now I need to go listen to it again. See?
Yeah.
That's why I think it's fun when you can like discuss this kind of stuff with your friends.
Yeah.
Because everybody hears things differently and everybody loves different songs.
For sure.
And so I'm like, this is what I want to talk about with people. Like, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to listen to the song.
Yes. So,
all right. Track five. Classic track five. So Long London. So I don't know. This might get some people, but initially it started and I was like, what is this track five? When it started, it was like, so long, long. I was like, yeah, I didn't like it. And I was like so sad because track fives are always my favorite.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that it was what I was expecting it to be at all, especially starting with that.
Yeah.
And so at first it kind of shocked me. And now I love it. Like I really, really do love it. And I even love the like, so long, like all of that, like I really, really love it. I think I was just expecting like an All Too Well vibe of a song.
Yeah,
I was expecting to, I know some people cried when they heard it. I was expecting to like be crying and expecting like, or even like a You're Losing Me.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is, but in a different way.
It's more of a closure song than like a heartbreak song.
Yeah.
I mean, still there's heartbreak for it, but it's more of like, just like a closure theme, which is just so different than like a, you just broke my heart.
Yeah.
I'm so for sure. sad.
Yeah.
Or like, you're losing me. Like that's like in the, you know, that's like on the brink of breakup and in a relationship we know that she's been in for a really long time. And so I agree. I feel like, especially at the beginning, like with those little people sound like said that it sounds like people singing in church almost like the,
oh, kind of, yeah.
But then it kind of threw me off because it was all like, oh, you know, I'm not gonna, okay, I'm gonna sing words. and then it goes, you know, like it gets into that like like that kind of upbeat rhythm, and you're kind of like, what is going on here? And then she's
just
like,
felt like, yeah, whiplash, like, what am I expecting with this?
And then she's like, I don't want to say rapping, but kind of like more of like the faster, talking,
yeah.
It almost feels like rapping in a different way than like Endgame, but.
But I see what you're saying, because I think I was expecting something a lot slower and just
like, I mean, depressing.
Like I said, like an All Too Well, or you're losing me.
Yes.
And when it wasn't that, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But now that I've listened to it, I'm like, Oh, I love what you did with this. And I see why it's track five.
Yeah. It's
It all makes sense.
It took me a few times listening, but seriously, it's perfect for what it is.
It really is so good. Yes. Yeah. I really loved it.
What are some of your favorite lyrics?
I love, and you say I abandoned the ship, but I was going down with it. Oh.
That is.
I'm just like, that is so heartbreaking.
It is.
And it kind of reminded me of the line, like, in You're Losing Me when we talked about it.
Like, I know where, you don't.
Yeah. She's
I don't remember what she said first.
Yeah. She's like, basically you say like, you don't, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I say, I know you don't. And like, this is like the kind of same thing for me. It was like,
yeah,
you said that I abandoned the ship. Like, you don't get it. Like, you still don't get it.
Yeah.
Ugh. And so I love that connection. I just thought that was really cool. And then the other one I love is, so how much sad did you think I had? Did you think I had in me?
Yes. Ugh. So Taylor, sad. I know. And then
that's so much sad.
I know. And then my favorite lyrics, which I feel like kind of ties into the abandoning ship a little bit. Well, first of all, I love the take on the title, So Long, London. London is Joe. Okay. I'm just going to say it. London is Joe. And so she's replacing Joe with London. And I really love that concept.
Yes.
But then I also love the lyric where she says, I stopped CPR after all, it's no use.
Yes.
It was gone. We would never come to, which is a total tie back to You're Losing Me.
Yes.
And then where she says, and I'm pissed off, you let me give you all that youth for free. You swore you loved. And then you swore you loved me. Where were the clues? I died on the altar waiting for the proof. Like,
Literally, as you're saying this, I'm like, I love all of those. How did they not make my favorite? Yes, that's my favorite too. That's my favorite too.
We had a lot of crossover and favorite lyrics for sure.
We did.
But it's interesting. I have literally seen people complain about the lyric where she says, and I'm pissed off you let me give you all that youth for free.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because
why?
Because they say that it's like basically take responsibility for your own actions. Like he didn't make you give him your youth for free. And it's like, you're missing the point. Like,
yeah,
this is a vulnerable album. Like, how it's so easy for you to say that from the outside, but from her perspective in the moment of how, like,
that's how she's feeling. Yep.
Yes. Like, that is how she's feeling. And like, yeah, does she technically think like he stole all her youth? No, she chose to stay for a long time.
Yeah.
But I also feel like this is going too far, but I feel like he gave a lot of empty promises.
Yeah.
And that's where she's saying, I died on the altar waiting for the proof. Like, I feel like he strung her along a little bit, like just enough to keep her there, you know? So. She was fighting real hard.
I hate that people like didn't like that.
I know.
Or are upset about it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is why you can't say anything nowadays.
No. Well, there's been a lot of one-liners that people are getting pretty offended.
I've seen a couple, about, but I haven't seen that one.
Offended about. And honestly, like, they're just missing the point of what she's saying. Yep. And if you just listen to it 3 and 4 times, you'll understand the context better. Like, people are being so judgmental after listening to it like once. And it's like,
yes,
you know, saying all the songs sound the same. Yes. From 10 p.m. to 2 p.m. did I sure as heck feel like all 31 songs sounded pretty similar? yeah, you bet I did. Like, as I've listened more, I'm like, no. Like, yes, they're sonically cohesive, which we've talked about before, and her doing in her albums. That's like, I mean, can be an important thing in music.
Yeah.
And it's sonically cohesive, but song by song, like, no, they're all
very
different.
Yes. No, I agree.
But you just have to get familiar with it.
Yeah. It's so funny to me too, because like, she can't ever win.
No.
Because
everybody
ripped on her because Red didn't sound like cohesive, and all the songs sounded so different.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, so now she puts out an album that is extremely I mean, her last couple, I feel like, have been very sonically cohesive and like well thought out in a sense mm-hmm. of like the flow from song to song. And it's all going to like, here is my body of work. This is the style. Here it is.
For sure. And
people are still like, well, it all sounds the same.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it doesn't, but I also, that's the whole vibe of the album. Like, she was creating a piece of art that was sonically cohesive.
Yeah.
And not like, here's a, I don't know. I just,
it's like, if you were reading a book, it's like, if you're reading a book, like, it's not going to go from, you know, mystery to fantasy. To,
no, exactly.
And like change. It's going to be the same genre. And the other thing that I think is so honestly hilarious is that people are like, you know, when people complain about Jack, they're like, you need to switch it up, like get more experimental. It's like, she has done that so much in her career.
Yes.
And the fact that I honestly feel like she's to a point where she knows what she likes and her style. Like, I feel like from Folklore to Evermore to Midnights to this, there's variations, but they're kind of on the same plane, especially compared to her old stuff.
Yes.
And to me, that says that one, she's kind of found a spot that she personally enjoys.
Yeah.
But two, she's to a point in her career where she doesn't have to reinvent herself every single album to get people's attention. Like, she's to a point in her career where she can do what she personally feels like is best for her music, and people are going to love it.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, you know?
Yep. Totally agree.
Okay.
The haters.
Next song. We love.
Love it.
But Daddy, I love him. Oh my gosh.
Seriously. I just like love, love, love this song.
Yes. It's so good.
I feel like this one is like one of my favorites to just put on and dance. Sing along to.
Yes. I want to just run in a field in a dress as fast as I can and like spin around.
So true.
It's just
screaming,
it's
so Daddy, good. I love.
Yes. This one's going to be a fun one to deep dive as well.
Yes. There's lots of different thoughts out there too.
On a romance level as well as a. Her speaking to fans or poser fans or like random schmojos that think that they can have a say in how she lives her life.
All the wine moms out there.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard that the first time, that was when I was like, okay, she's calling out fans and media. And it almost made me love this song even more.
For sure.
I was like, oh yeah. Okay, but the best part, when we first heard the song and she said, I'm having his baby. No, I'm not, but you should see your faces. That was like the best moment. That whole line.
I was so
incredible.
I was so shocked when she said, I'm having his baby. Like, my jaw was on the floor. I was so shocked. I didn't even catch it the first time when she said, no, I'm not, but you should see your faces. Like, yes, I still went through the next verse thinking
she was having a baby.
She was having a baby, or in the past she was having a baby, or there was a baby involved. And I was just like, what is going on? And then it was the second time that she said it. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
That was like, savage and amazing.
It really is. Yes. Like, such a savage line.
She is so excited for everyone to hear that.
Oh, yeah. And everyone loves it.
Oh, yeah.
At least from what I've seen. Like, everybody's loving it.
It's so funny.
I also feel like this song had the first line that I remember being like, oh, where's the dictionary?
Yeah.
When she sings, I don't even know if I can say it.
Sanctimoniously. Sanctimoniously.
Yes. So I looked up the words in case maybe you all know these, but that means believing you are morally better than other people. which I feel like really fits. And then soliloquies are speaking thoughts aloud, regardless if anyone's listening. So I feel like it's almost like saying they're people that believe they're morally better than her speaking, but they like don't even want to be heard by Taylor. They're like just believe they're better than her and know what's best for her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, leave it to Taylor to like come up with that line that absolutely just slays.
Oh, yeah.
So much that I don't even know what she's saying.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's so good. Man. And then this is also one that I feel like definitely hits different in the explicit versus the clean.
Yes, I agree.
Because it is so necessary when she says, I'd rather burn my whole life down than listen to one more second of all this bitching and moaning. Like,
because that line is so good.
It's so good. So good. Because it's so accurate.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh.
And honestly, that's like one of my favorite lyrics. That's like one that I wrote down. It's so good. The other thing before we move into our last favorite lyrics that I wanted to say, I feel like Taylor also has been talking a lot more about her growing up experience in this album and like her past and being a little more sheltered and how that has affected her. And I think that really affected this time in her life as well.
Yeah.
And I think she's, again, like we talked about, Taylor's like reflecting back. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us millennials are kind of in the same space.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like that she's like, I grew up more sheltered. I grew up, you know, a little more religious, and like I had a lot of these people around me protecting me, and like my parents had these thoughts about me, and you know, and now she's looking back and seeing how that's made her behave over the years. And I mean, I feel like that's what a lot of us are doing right now too. So I just thought that was kind of a cool little aspect of this song.
Yes, for sure.
But my other favorite lyric besides the one you just said is, I don't cater to all these vipers dressed in empath's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that's, oof, I love it.
Yeah, me too. That's so good. And then I love at the end, like, and well, first of all, can someone please help me understand what it means to be running with your dress unbuttoned?
I don't know.
Like, it's just all hanging out there, or like I feel like maybe it's like a metaphor for like carefree rebellion, maybe.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Instead of like literal.
Yeah.
But that's like, I get so stuck on that. I'm like, what does that look like? What does that mean?
Wait a second.
But I love at the end when she says, it's almost like at the beginning, she's kind of like mad at everybody.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she just like accepts it for what it is. And she's like, now I'm dancing in my dress in the sun. And even my daddy just loves him. I'm his lady. I'll tell you something right now. You ain't got to pray for me. Me and my wild boy and all this wild joy. And she just sounds so happy and carefree.
She really does.
And it makes me so happy.
Yes. Ugh.
So
I just love that song so much. It's absolutely one of my favorites.
Totally unexpected theme. Like,
yes,
totally unexpected.
Not what we had predicted.
Not at all. It's not about Harry. It's not about Ariel. I mean, maybe a little.
I mean, the theme a little bit, but yeah. It's not what we predicted. Nope.
No.
All right. Track 7, Fresh Out the Slammer. I think the idea of this one is so fun. And at first I was like, okay, yeah, like it's good. But I love this one now. And I think it's mainly because of the way it was produced.
Uh-huh.
The rhythm of the chorus and like the way she breaks it up is so fun and so different from anything, honestly, I feel like that she's ever done.
I agree. Like, I had to literally look up this word to make sure it was like the right one.
Oh,
but like where she does like the staccato style.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I love that, and I love how it changes up the pace, and it's super catchy.
Yes, I know. I'm like, man, this one's one that I think the production and the music, the mm-hmm. rhythm, like all of that was just done so well.
Yeah.
To really get her point across with the lyrics.
Yeah.
And so I just don't feel like that's been talked about enough. Because I do feel like the music has been a little more simple.
Yeah.
In this entire album. But I think that was on purpose.
Yeah.
And I get kind of annoyed that people are ripping on it. They're like, it's just a bunch of like poems thrown to like some music. And I'm like, yeah, but like that's kind of almost the point.
Well, I saw someone literally say that they were like, this is not complex at all. Like the lyrics aren't yeah. complex, which is like, wow, are you even yeah. reading them?
You're missing. Yeah.
And then it's like, the vocals aren't complex. Like there's not like multiple harmonies and this, yeah. like it's not all complicated. I'm like, why does it have to be complicated yeah. to be good?
No, it doesn't. Exactly.
That's are what, you well, expecting her to be a choir as a single yeah. person? Like, what are you talking yeah. about?
Well, and that's the annoying thing to me is I'm like, it feels very intentional.
Yeah.
The way that all of this is put together. And there's a few other songs that I want, like, we'll get to too, that I want to talk about. And I'm like, the way the music was done really enhanced the lyrics and let the lyrics shine, which I feel like is just the most, like, the best part of this album mm-hmm. was her lyricism.
Yeah.
And I think she knew that.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the way it was produced and, like, the music behind it really helped to showcase those lyrics. And I just wish more people were talking about that.
I agree.
But this song especially, I'm like, oh, the way it's done is so well.
It's so good. And then, so some of my favorite lyrics were, well, first of all, this one definitely was not like an instant hit for me. But yeah. the more I've listened to it, it has totally grown on me.
Yeah.
But some of my favorite lyrics are, my friends tried, but I wouldn't hear it. Mm. Watch me daily disappearing for just one glimpse of his smile.
So like, I love that line too.
Oh, it's good.
So, so good. Yes. My favorite lyrics are, now we're at the starting line. I did my time. I just feel like that's a really interesting way to like yeah. all right, I'm out the slammer. Here I go. Like I did my yeah. time. And then I love, love, love this part where she goes, camera flashes, welcome bashes, get the matches, toss the ashes off the ledge.
Yes.
Like, ooh, so, and just so good.
The way and, like, that the way she sings it.
Yes.
Camera yes. flashes, welcome bashes.
Yes.
Yes. So good. Oh,
love, love, love that. So that's a good one.
Okay. Before we move into the next song, I want to rewind for 2 seconds.
Okay.
To Down Bad, because oh, I just perfect. Remembered something important that we did not bring up that I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
Because for me, I liked that song, but also there were parts of it that I felt like were a little bit confusing, and I want to talk about it for other people to have like context when they listen yeah. to it. Taylor did, I think it was with iHeartRadio, like basically like a listening party for the album. Uh-huh. And she talked about some of the like concepts behind the song. And I feel like this is important, honestly, for the album as a whole, but she definitely took a lot of experiences and the themes of the song and really like fantasized them, which we'll see in later songs too. But she is like, kind of like when we talked about vigilante shit and how we talked about how is she BFFs with Scooter's wife and helped, you know, her get her stuff yeah. in the divorce. No, but that's her fantasizing about like getting yeah. revenge on Scooter. And so that's kind of a similar theme. And Down Bad is so interesting because it's so different. She literally, yeah. the concept is that she was abducted by an alien. Like she literally.
I like put that on there. We were going to talk about it. And then
I know. I totally yeah. forgot. Like she from her mouth says like she was abducted by an alien, which not literally, obviously, but like that's, you know, the cause. And yeah. I don't remember the lyrics, but like cosmic dust and basically yeah. saying like.
Or whatever.
You literally swept me off my feet, off of this this familiar place that I knew, took me to a whole new world, showed me how amazing it is. And then you just threw me back home. Like you just dropped me back off and I'm just supposed to pretend like that never happened. People are going to think I'm crazy if I talk about you.
Yeah.
Just when you listen to it with that concept, it's so interesting and it made me like it even more, honestly. Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that around because I like put that on the note and then we skipped over it.
Totally
so
forgot.
Many thoughts. So many thoughts.
So many thoughts. Okay. So the next song is Florida. Florida. Why do I just feel like I want to sing?
You have to sing it. Yeah.
Especially this one. This is featuring Florence and the Machine. And this one isn't really like a top one for me. Yeah. But it is definitely a banger. And when I'm in a certain mood, like if I'm in the car by myself without my kids or whatever, and I just want to like jam, this is a good one. It feels very Florence and the Machine to me.
Yes.
Almost more Florence than Taylor.
Yes.
Which is interesting. I do appreciate that she got a solid feature on it because I don't feel like Post Malone got enough of a feature, just like Lana Del Rey did it in Still on the Beach.
Yes.
And I definitely don't, but I don't think it would be the same if it was just a hint of Florence. Like,
yeah, totally. Yes. Totally.
So interesting.
It's funny because this one took me a while to get into and it's still not a top one, which I know a lot of people, it is one of their top ones. And this is probably people are going to yell at me, but I almost feel like Florence and Machine could have just like done the whole song by herself.
Oh yeah.
And I would have just like liked it just as much, if not more.
Taylor
it's
adapted.
Such a Florence and the Machine vibe.
Taylor adapted to Florence so much in the song that I actually sometimes have a hard time differentiating because like, they're both in it so much. And Taylor is kind of singing in the unique way that Florence is. Like, I have a hard time differentiating the two sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
But. Anyway. It's a good, like, it fits.
It does.
Who she picked. And I really like that.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite lyrics?
I love when she says, they said I was a cheat. I guess it must be true.
Oh, yes.
Because that's such a classic Taylor thing.
Taylor, like, yeah.
Yep. I guess it must be true. And then this part Florence sings, but she says, so I did my best to lay to rest all the bodies that have ever been on my body and in my mind, they sink into the swamp. Is that a bad thing to say in a song?
I love that whole part. That was one of mine too. I love it.
Oh my
love
gosh.
Love it. It's so good. The other line, like this might be one of my favorite lines on the whole album in like a funny way.
Yeah.
I love when she says, and my friends all smell like weed or little babies.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Because it is, I feel like it's so true.
Yeah.
Like you can see who she's hanging out with.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, are you going to go on a little dinner lunch date with Ryan and Blake Lively? Or are you off with
Gigi Hadid
and who was
and
I
Jack
just thinking of?
And
yeah. Smoking weed. Like,
yeah.
Oh, anyway, I just think that's such a like contrast.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you are like a single or like dating somebody and you're like still going out to like parties because you don't have kids.
Oh yeah.
This
so
is
relatable.
Totally your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you're like, okay, well, these are my friends that have babies. These are my friends that I go out and party with.
Yeah.
I just love it. I'm like, oh, it's so good. So good.
So good.
All right. Track 9. We're not missing it this time. Guilty as Sin. So this one was very interesting to me. It kind of gave me like Dress vibes when I first heard that song, mainly for being like, whoa, Tay, you went there. Like, hello.
Yeah.
But it's definitely grown on me. Still not, I feel like, one of my all-time top ones from the overall album. But I have grown to like it more. But I kind of like that she went there.
I do too. And honestly, it's the concept of the song, like, it's vulnerable. It's very obvious. Like, she's in a relationship and she's fantasizing about someone else. That's vulnerable to put out.
Yes.
For me, I have not listened to this one a ton because this one really threw me off on the initial listen. I feel like this was the first song that I was like, something else is going on here. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, you're like, wait a second.
Because this, I mean, I've been trying to figure out how these other songs are a Joe song, but this is not a Joe song. Like,
no.
And who, like, I just kept thinking, who is this about? Yes. Like, I was just like, what in the world? And so obviously when I came to the conclusion that it was about someone else, I just, it threw me off so much that I like, I had to like give it more space and time before I could like circle back to it. Cause I was just like, I'm not ready to explore this side of the story yet almost, you know, but no, it has grown on me. And I know this is one that will grow on me with time. Like, I know it will. So,
Well, favorite lyrics I have are, what if he's written mine on my upper thigh, only in my mind? I just feel like that is very, I don't even know what to, like.
It's so descriptive.
It's just like, so you can, well written. Yeah.
Yeah. And the way she says it, what if he's written mine on. I need to stop. But just
try and sing it.
Just the vibe.
But the way she does it is so good. And it's another one of those, like, I get the entire premise of that song from that one line.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And she does such a good job with that. And then the other line I really like is, why does it feel like a vow will both uphold somehow? I just think that's kind of a cool, cool line. But
okay. So, my favorite lyrics were the same as yours, but including another one. I don't know if you've seen anything about this. And this is something we could maybe explore in a deep dive, but I just want to bring it up. So there is a line that says, I keep these longings locked in lowercase inside a vault.
So many thoughts.
You guys. Okay. People speculate. Okay. We're taking a break for 2 seconds to speculate, but
yes,
people are thinking that that's kind of like a nod to Reputation, because Reputation is an all lowercase. And obviously we don't have the Taylor's version yet, which includes a vault. And I honestly am curious if that means we're going to get more songs like this and maybe about this muse in Rep Vault tracks.
Oh, maybe.
I keep these longings locked in lowercase inside a vault. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just very interesting. Okay, now we're hopping out of the speculation zone.
And going to track 10.
Now we're moving on to, I still don't know if I can claim a favorite, but this is a major contender for me.
I agree.
This is one I've liked from the get-go. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? It is amazing. I am obsessed with it.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I choose it first very often.
It's so good. That first scream sing she does.
It is just, I think,
like, a lot of us at the listening party, but like, I gasped.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was so incredible.
Yeah. So powerful.
And I'm like, I'm so happy that she doesn't do it every time. Mm-hmm. And I think I talked about this last week, but like, she's so intentional with her voice in this song. And like, that scream sing is not easy to do.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dang. Like, oh, it's so good.
It's so good. So it's good. So powerful. It's so unexpected.
Yes.
Like,
So I also, I think the music and the producing for this was extremely well done for like fitting the vibe and enhancing the lyricism even more. Like, this one's just one that I'm like, yep, the whole production of this just really, really fits. And also, like, ooh, yes, Taylor, I am afraid of she's like, who's afraid of little old me? I'm like over here raising my hand.
Me.
Like,
me.
I am afraid of you. I love you so, so much. And yes, you scare me.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So funny.
Oh my gosh.
I really love how much it paints a picture when she says the, like, and I leap from the gallows and I levitate down your street.
Yes.
And then, like, when she does the scream, I'm like, I can just picture that so well, and her, seeing her, like, in the street screaming. And I just feel like it's also kind of like a witch vibe that kind of is a callback to what song am I trying? The
Mad Woman?
No.
But
yes, I did write down that.
Well, I just like saw you wrote that down. I was like, did you?
Well, the Reputation song, they're burning all the witches, even if you aren't one. Just kind of gives those vibes too, I feel like, where she's like she's this witch that's just like floating around haunting all of her enemies, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's so true. Favorite lyrics? Should we? I think I texted you. This was the one that I texted you. I was like, I put way too many favorite lyrics
for He's
Afraid of Little Old Me. I literally could have just copied the whole song.
Well, and then when I was going to put mine, I was just like, yeah, same.
Yeah. It's so good. So I'll say a couple of them. I love the who's who of who's that is poised for the attack. Is posed for the attack. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Who's Taylor.
Who's that?
Oh, I love it. You don't get to tell me about sad.
You don't get to tell me about sad.
Jess is just going to sing them all for us. Go ahead and start.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I also love, and then I'll let you do one. If you wanted me dead, you should have just said, nothing makes me feel more alive. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. That's some honest thoughts.
I feel like that kind of ties in with some of these next lyrics, is where she says, it's a wonder I broke. Let's hear one more joke. I was tame. I was gentle till the circus life made me mean. Don't you worry, folks. We took out all her teeth. I feel like where she's saying, like, nothing makes me feel more alive, is she has had to learn to take, like, her enemies and turn it around into, like, art and her music, and kind of like almost as like a motivator to create great things. And then also, absolutely, you wouldn't last an hour in the asylum where they raised me. Have you seen this on the internet? People talk about this. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
It is so annoying.
Oh no.
I'm like, okay, people are sitting here saying, literally I saw someone say, there's no metaphors in this music. I'm like,
what?
Are you crazy? And then they'll sit there and then they'll post a picture of the house, like the physical house that Taylor grew up in, and say the asylum, like, cause it's this big, nice house.
Yes.
I'm like, you are literally missing the entire point. Like, what are you talking about? Like, she's not saying, like, her parents raised her in, like, horrible conditions and are psycho. You're literally missing the whole point. Oh my gosh.
Like, what's exactly what I was talking about in But Daddy, I Love Him.
Yeah.
How I love that she starts looking back on her past and realizing not physically was she in an asylum.
Yeah.
But, like, she was raised a certain way that she's now looking back being like, wow. Like, or even just like,
I mean, she was also raised
and like in, teenage
raised
years
in the music industry. Yes,
I was going to say all of that as well. And so, oh girl, I love, like, I love that that's a theme throughout the album that she mentions multiple times. So that people, oh gosh.
Yeah. It's very silly.
People don't get it. Okay.
Then I'll sue you.
This one.
If you step on my love. Narcotics. into all of my songs.
I can't believe.
Sorry.
I truly can't believe that you're singing these because you guys.
Tell them.
So at the end of our song, like obviously at the end of our all of our episodes, we have lyrics. And when we first started this podcast, like sometimes I'd be like, okay, and then just like kind of sing that end part. And you like would never do it.
I cannot do it.
So I always had to do the ones where we would sing, which it was fine. But now you're over here, you've literally sang like all of the lyrics.
It's different.
I love it. I love it.
It's
great.
It's so important. Like I wish so badly that we could like play the music.
I know.
Even though that would like make these so long, but just like reading it doesn't do the same, you know?
It really doesn't. It's true. Well, thank you, Jess. We appreciate you singing those to us. But for real, those last two that I'll sue you if you step on my lawn.
Yeah.
So much to unpack there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, we'll get into it one time. But
I just love the put narcotics into all my songs. And that's why you're still singing along. Like
that line, like when I first heard it, I was like, oh, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Like you went there.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. The way this woman thinks.
I know. So
it's insane.
Again, I didn't totally say this. This song for sure gives me Mad Woman vibes. Like,
oh yeah. Sorry. We skipped over that.
Like you wanna, like you think I'm crazy. Like, okay, I'll show you crazy.
Yeah. Kind of. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
With like a hint of satire, which is also just such mad. You know, I love when she's like, I had a marvelous time ruining everything.
Yep.
She's
so good at that.
So, and then another lyric that I like, sometimes I feel funny saying I like this lyric. It's a favorite lyric. I don't know. Is it because this is like kind of sad, but is it a wonder I broke? Let's hear one more joke. Then we could all just laugh until I cry. Like,
yeah.
Ugh. Yikes.
That whole song, literally just, we love all the lyrics.
Yeah.
It's just all so good. So good.
10 out of 10 from us.
For reals though. So, so good. Okay, track 11, I Can Fix Him. No, Really, I Can't. This is also one that I don't really gravitate toward for some reason. And I thought I would because I was really excited for the title. I thought it would be like a vibe that I really liked. Also, I don't know why. I just like get such Western vibes when listening to this song. And I just 100%. Like see her singing it in some like deserted town.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And I don't know why, like, I just don't love that.
I put like old timey Wild West vibes. Yes. She's sitting in a bar with the like the whatever he's called, the like town nuisance, essentially, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like kind of like the guy that's in charge, but not really in charge, you know, like that the police are afraid of almost, you know?
No, absolutely.
And I think it's a fun creative vibe. It feels very storytelling. Kind of almost, you know, kind of like Down Bad with the, like alien thing. It's like setting us in this scene that's not literal, but it helps kind of tell the story. So it's still also it's not a top pick for me either, but I do like it.
I like it, for sure. Yeah. My favorite lyrics, I just put this one at the, I love the end where she just goes, whoa, maybe I can't.
Yeah, for sure. Oh,
I love that.
Yeah. And then I like when she says, trust me, I can handle me a dangerous man. I can. Which I also like that part because I feel like I'm always interested how artists choose like her title. Like, how did she decide? Yeah. I Can Fix Him, and then in parentheses, no, really, I can.
Yeah.
And this is like a good example of where she uses no, really, I can, like standalone from I Can Fix Him. And I also think it's right before she says what you said, where she says, well, maybe I can't. And so she's kind of going down the line. Using of like, that. Actually, I don't know if I can fix him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just interesting.
I love that aspect of it.
Yeah.
That she adds that.
Okay. Next is one that I feel like we love a lot.
I love this one so much.
LOML. And I feel like we have a ton of favorite lyrics.
Yep. This one's another one.
This, to me, the song is incredible. If there was room for another track 5, it would be this one for me.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
I wouldn't say like trade this one for So Long London, but same. It's a track 5 worthy song to me. It's really, really beautiful and really, really heartbreaking. I feel like maybe this feels a little bit more like the classic track 5 that we would maybe expect.
Yes.
I also, obviously, very happy that my theory came true.
Same. Okay, and I just have to say, I have loved seeing, there's been a lot on Spotify and a couple DMs, but I love seeing people message us saying, the way I screamed, Jess got it right while listening. I just think that's so cool that like I they're know. Listening and they thought of what you said on the podcast and they like got so excited for you.
I know. It was and so I'm just like, fun.
Like, I love this community. It's so, so fun.
So fun. I have a friend who told me she was listening to it with her husband. And when it got to that song, she was like, okay, before we listen, like, this is Jess's theory.
I love it. Yeah.
It's interesting because I was thinking it would change throughout the song, which it does change in the song, but it's literally not until the very end. Yeah. Which I actually think makes it more powerful.
Agreed.
And also, I think an important note, this song, this is about we think it's about Maddie Healy, and I kind of hate it. But something that makes me feel better about it is that she technically never says that he is the love of her life.
Yeah.
She only says that he said she is the love of her life. And then at the end, she says he is the loss of her life. And so that makes me feel a little bit better because I'm like, I don't really want to hear you say that Maddie Healy is the love of your life because, like, no.
I know. I think I like texted you.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm like super mad because I think the song's about Maddie Healy. And then you texted me that back. You're like, but at least she never says. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel better.
It's but still like I a didn't hard want pill this to swallow. Like
ruin the song for me. I don't know why.
I know. It's still a hard pill to swallow, but
yeah.
At least makes you feel a little better.
I love this song so much. So much. Yeah, and
the
way the piano starts on this, and I don't know if it's just because like I am a pianist, but the simplicity of it, as soon as it started, I was like, yep, this is 100% gonna be my vibe of like calm piano and just like lyric genius.
Yes.
It's just like, it's incredible. This also reminded me of like the Red Album's version of full storytelling, where you like start and you're like telling a full story from beginning to end almost.
Yeah.
With like, here's the story, what happened, you know, I'm the love with of like, your life. And then all well, the way to like, the end.
Less of the like hiding, not hiding behind, but like less of the fantasizing, like less of the, you know, the alien abductions style and the Wild West style. Like, it's just like, this is the story, plain and simple.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Okay. Favorite lyrics.
One of my favorite, I feel like I looked at yours and I had a lot of the same, but one of my favorite lyrics is, who's going to stop us from waltzing back into rekindled flames if we knew the steps anyway.
That one's so good.
I know. I also love when she says, if you know it in one glimpse, it's legendary. Like the way she says it.
Yes. Yes.
It just like pierces my soul.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I love it. A couple of mine. I love Still Alive, Killing Time at the Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm like, poor girl. The amount of times she also talks about like basically just like waiting for a relationship to die.
Yeah.
It's so sad. Like throughout this entire album. Like, oh.
I have more thoughts on that than I'm saving.
Yes. Yes. I figured. I was like, there's a lot to save with this.
There's
one.
A lot to
Lots
save.
Of thoughts. But I, this one's one of my favorite lines on the entire album, but I love a con man sells a fool a get love quick scheme. Oh.
Yep.
Ouch. Ouch. Taylor.
Yeah, I know.
And then also Mr. Still Your Girl, then make her cry. So sad. And honestly, mm-hmm. just, and then I put the entire bridge and the entire last chorus.
Yes. Yes.
So just go listen to it. You'll know all my favorite lyrics is basically the whole song, that last part.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
get the loss of my life. It cuts so deep.
It really does. I love it though. Give me all the sad. Give me. I love it. Okay. Track 13, special 13. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. I just immediately loved this bop. And then like listening again, I like realized how actually super sad the lyrics are.
Yes.
But I love the contrast that they tell with the story between the music and the lyrics.
So important.
I feel like it tells the story better, like the message she's trying to get across with that contrast.
For sure.
Ugh, I love it. Also, like the story that she tells is just so sad.
It
but
is.
Also like so vulnerable.
Yes.
And then you're like, I'm listening to like a bop.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I just feel like it was so well done. So well produced.
I agree. Like she pretty much is going through all of this while she's on tour. And yeah, like we all think that, obviously there were moments where we could tell she was struggling on tour.
Yeah.
But to hear her personally talk about all this and be like, with the music feels like probably how she feels on stage. Like,
yeah,
you know, this is fun and cool and exciting, but also like, I am so sad.
Yeah. Oh,
which it makes me so sad. I know that like things have changed and she's like healing and she's doing better, but it does like, it kind of makes me sad that like one of my all time favorite nights ever of like going to this tour early on, like she was in such like a sad place, you know?
I know. It really is so sad. And you can tell too, the difference from beginning-ish first couple months of tour to the last.
Oh yeah.
Like even like when we went in August.
Yeah.
Again, the second time. Like you could tell the difference. And at first I thought, that maybe it was more because she was like really used to the tour. And I think that's mm-hmm. probably part of it.
Yeah.
But now you hear a song like this and you're like, oh, there was way more going on than we ever could have known.
Yeah. Ooh. For sure.
All right. Favorite lyrics?
So I just have all the same as yours.
All the same. Because I put so many.
So how about, I'll do the ones that swear. this is one that is absolutely
you need
not the,
the
same.
Yes.
The explicit is absolutely necessary.
Yes.
When she says, I'm a real tough, I'm not going to sing, sorry. I can't stop because I'm a real tough kid. I can handle my shit, which I love
you
that
You just
line.
Need that. Yep.
It kind of goes back to the but daddy, I love him too thing. Like, it's like, I know you see me as a kid, but guess what? Even if I am a kid, I'm tough and I can handle my stuff.
Yep.
And then, then the edited version does not hit the same as lights, camera, bitch, smile.
Oh, even when you want to die, like finish that off. Like, oh, it's so sad.
I know.
And this one too, like, is really sad to me. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more.
Yeah.
The fact that she like felt that way, and it's, I don't think any of us were trying to make her feel this way. And I don't even think that's what she's saying. Like, how dare you guys make me feel this way? Yeah. She's just saying like, you guys have no idea. Like I was shattered and you guys are chanting more, and she's the type that wants to give more.
Yeah.
So she's going to try.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I just think that's so sad. And then this one is so good. I'm so depressed. I act like it's my birthday every day.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I love that one will go down in history. So iconic.
Yes. Yes.
Also, you do this.
Next one.
Me? Okay. I cry a lot, but I am so productive. It's an art. Ugh. So relatable. My gosh.
It really is. It's so good. I also love Crucial Evidence. I didn't imagine the whole thing. I remember when that line hit when we were at the listening party being like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, you just haven't gone over this. And, like, you want to. It's almost like when you break up with somebody and you're like, okay, trying to push this out of my mind. And then you find something of theirs and you're like, oh, wait. No, yeah, that was real. Crap. Yeah.
So sad.
Okay. And then the last part, because you guys know, I think I've talked about this multiple times on the podcast. I love me some Taylor talking and laughing in a song. I always think of you.
Like,
yes. Every album needs one song at least. And so I'm glad she included it. But she says, because I'm miserable and nobody even knows. Try and come from my job. I love it so much. Love it, love it, love it. So fun.
Okay. The next one is Carly's favorite song. Well, probably favorite song.
I don't know if I can like even say a favorite song yet, but this one's definitely my top three.
Yeah.
I love this song so much.
The smallest man who ever lived. And Carly, I'm going to let you take it away because I love this one so much.
I don't know why even. It just like initially grabbed me. And I think part of it is the lyrics and, again, the storytelling in this one are incredible. And, again, I love how simple the music is to just, like, let those lyrics shine. Also, the way she throws him under the bus is so savage. But, like, how in the most beautiful lyrical way?
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you do that?
Seriously.
Like, this song is – what?
I just – the feeling I have is that it just feels like a dark cloud above me, but in the best way.
That's a really good way to put it, because it is just like a dark cloud.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is why I just like these depressing songs.
I love it. It's so beautiful. I love a raging Taylor, and I really don't know if I've ever heard her this angry. Like, even in her other songs about like some of her past enemies and stuff, like she is. And I don't know if it's different because it's like a heartbroken anger, but she is very angry.
Yes. Yes. And I just love, love, love this bridge. It is one of my favorite Taylor bridges of all time, because the way she is feeling when that like beat hits and they like ramp up the music a little bit more and they go into that bridge. And like the fact that you would feel that way, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna pull it up. And I have to get it the right way. So where'd it go?
Were you sent by someone who wanted me dead? Yeah.
Did you sleep with a gun underneath our bed? Were you writing a book? Were you a sleeper cell spy? In 50 years, will all this be declassified? And you'll confess why you did it, and I'll say good riddance. I could not even imagine feeling that way.
Yeah, it sounds just like ultimate betrayal to me.
Yeah.
Like, totally flipping the table on her, like...
Yeah.
was this even real? Like,
oh, that's exactly how she's
feeling.
Or was
it all just fake? You know, were you just like a secret agent sent in to like gather information or something? Or like, what is going on? You know?
Yeah. You said normal girls were boring, but you were gone by morning.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just, there's so many different parts. You deserve prison, but you won't get time. You'll slide into inboxes and slip through the bars.
Yeah.
You guys, I literally could just like read this whole part 20 times to you. And oh, I love it so much.
I actually had to look this up because this lyric always caught my attention, probably because I didn't know what it meant. but it caught my attention from the very first time listening to it because I was like, I haven't heard that before. She says, because once your queen had come, you treat her like an also-ran. And I'm like, what does that mean? And so I looked up the definition and it means a loser in a race or other contest, especially by a large margin.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like interpreted that differently.
Yeah. So it's basically saying, like, because she references
worse than
how herself.
I interpreted it.
I know she references herself as a queen a couple times in this album from this person's perspective.
Yeah,
and so like basically making it sound like she is his everything and you know so important to him. But then he calls her a queen, but he treats her like a huge loser. Like, wow.
Oh my gosh. This whole song. I just love it so much. So couple of other favorite lyrics I want to talk about. This one, especially. You didn't measure up in any measure of a man.
Oh yeah.
Like if you
savage.
Could just. Yes. So savage. Wow. And then if resting my sparkling summer was the goal, like, oh, Taylor.
Yeah.
And then I just put the entire bridge. And then I love this end part too. But you are what you did and I'll forget you, but I'll never forgive the smallest man who ever lived. And I love that this kind of made me think of the song Innocence or Innocent, where she says you are. Who you are is not what you did. But here she says, but you are what you did. And I just I just love that.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even about the same person, but although some people, I guess, have believed it was, but I don't think it is.
Interesting.
So anyway, love it, love it. The
Should
Alchemy,
do the next song?
15. Yeah. For some reason, I felt like that was mine because I just took it over.
Well, I gave it. I passed the baton.
Because I just love it so much.
Yes.
Okay. One of my favorite memories from the listening party is the way we all screamed when she sang the lyrics, "Where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me."
Oh my gosh. We were on cloud nine. Yeah. We're just
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, and I just feel like the way that the music builds, especially at that part, is so fun. And just all the little hints about Travis. It's a fun song.
Yes.
I think too, because there's little hints about Travis and because of lines like that, "Where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me." I think I like it more than I would have if it wasn't about him or they like weren't still together. If this was some song about somebody that she'd broken up with, like even the cute loves, I don't know. Anyway, I just feel like because she's currently dating Travis, like it just makes
me
love it even more.
That was totally my thoughts. Like I'm so grateful that we got Travis songs and I'm not saying they're like going to break up. But it's kind of rare for her to release music when she's like in the middle of like a super happy relationship and like Yeah. That's like real time. It just always seems like it's kind of in retrospect. And I feel like it totally changes the vibe being that feeling like in the now. And I love it. I feel like it's my favorite Travis song we have so far.
It's so good.
It's so good. And I honestly was really curious how she was going to handle like doing a football song.
Yeah.
Because that could get really cheesy.
Yes.
And I feel like she nailed it. I feel like it's the perfect amount. Because to me, honestly, I mean, we've talked about this, their love story right now, like it looks out of a movie, like a classic, I mean, a rom-com. And so I think she portrayed it in like such a great way that still gave that vibe without being cheesy.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. I totally agree. Yeah. So let's talk about favorite lyrics, because I think a lot of them will be related to that.
Yeah.
So I love "these blocks warm the benches. We've been on a winning streak."
These blokes.
Oh, I was like, wait, did I say that right?
Because that's like because referencing. That's, yeah.
It's like, wait a second. I said that wrong.
Maddie and Joe are the blokes.
Yes.
Which is hilarious. Which
I just love that. Yeah. Like they warm the benches.
Yeah.
I love that. It's so fun. I also love he jokes that it's heroin, but this time with an E. Yes. I just think that's so fun.
I love that.
And then there's no, let's see. There was no chance trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me. I feel like that just has to be.
Oh, yeah.
The favorite line.
So good. I love all those too. And then I also love that she included, "I circled you on a map."
Oh,
Because that totally like is a callback to everyone saying, like joking that Taylor put Travis on the map. Like so,
so funny. Good. Yes. So good. All right. Last song.
Okay. We've done it. If you have made it this far, congratulations.
For real,
this was longer than I expected it to be.
Same,
but
same.
Hopefully you've been enjoying it. Okay. So the last song for this part is Clara Bow. This one for me was not a love at first, but mostly because songs like this, I just feel like I have to really understand the story behind the song before I really love it. And that took me a couple of listens to really grasp what was being said. But once I understood the story, I definitely liked it more. It was unexpected. Like it wasn't what I was expecting from the song, but in a good way. I really love it.
I feel like the same way. I feel like the first time I was like, eh, but like the more that I've listened to it, the more I actually like. And I also kind of think it's funny because I feel like normally I love the breakup songs, the depressing songs, the like romance songs, even like the love songs the most.
Yeah.
And I don't always relate to the ones that aren't about that.
Yeah.
And this one's not, but I really like it. And I love that she just says her own name in the song.
I know.
"You look like Taylor Swift." I just like, I don't know why, I just love that so much.
It's so interesting to hear her say her own name. Like, I don't know why, but it just kind of like takes you back a little bit.
Yes, yes. So some of my favorite lyrics is, "I'm not trying to exaggerate, but I think I might die if it happened." Because that's so Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, "I'm not going to exaggerate, but I would die if this happened."
Oh, yeah.
Just like, oh, Taylor.
So funny.
And then I also love "crowd goes wild at her fingertips." Just love the call back to the tour.
Yeah.
I also love "beauty is a beast that roars down on all fours, demanding more. Only when your girlish glow flickers, just so do they let you know." Oh, yes. "Just so do they let you know."
Yes.
Oh, once again, she's kind of like, everyone's just demanding more from me.
Yes.
But they don't do anything about it or say anything until like my little glow starts to flicker and they see something happening.
Yep. And then I'll just say this last one because all of my favorite lyrics are the same.
I love it.
Just the end where she says, "You look like Taylor Swift in this light. We're loving it. You've got edge. She never did. The future's bright, dazzling." And that like kind of ripped my heart out a little bit.
Yeah.
And obviously we're going to deep dive all the songs at a later time, but the general premise of this song is kind of about entering the music industry and kind of what that feels like. So,
well, and like this last part, like, you look like Taylor Swift, you've got Edge, She Never Did, The Future's Bright. Like,
yeah,
from way back to like Red, I think a couple of those Vault tracks, she's been talking about like nothing new. She's been talking about worrying about when the new crop of people are going to come in and she's going to be pushed out.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that has always been a fear of hers. And I think she's always wondering about it. And I think it's interesting that, like, on the actual album, this is the last song.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, I'm sure right now, especially, she's even wondering, like, if this album's not well received, like, do I get pushed off? Like, I'm such on a high pedestal. Am I going to fall? How are people going to perceive me? Is the next new thing going to come in and take my place? How much longer can I do this?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I think it's interesting that she's thought about this for so long and she's still singing about it.
Yeah, that is crazy.
The music industry is wild.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, hopefully, I know, just said, like, this was long. If you guys made it through, you're the real MVPs. But I think that was a fun way to discuss the album together, with just discussing the album and our thoughts and our love of the songs. So we will, next week, we're going to do the remaining songs on the anthology. So make sure to come back for part two.
Yes. And we have been discussing the songs and the lyrics over on our Instagram and asking you guys to share your thoughts too. So join us over there while we continue to do that. You can find us at typicaltuesdaynight.podcast.
It's been fun to like read everybody's, like, we have like a theme every day. Like, what was your most savage lyric? What was your favorite song or whatever? It's so fun to see everybody's opinions.
Yes.
I love, love, love it. So definitely come check us out. Get in the conversation on that. Well, we can't wait to spend the coming weeks talking about the Tortured Poets Department now that it's fresh out of the slammer. See you next week, guys.
Hey, Carly, don't leave your typewriter at my apartment.